After 20 years as White Earth Tribal chairman, Chip Wadena left office in disgrace. Convicted of 15 felonies, including conspiracy, theft, and embezzlement of tribal funds, Wadena served more than 2 years in a federal prison. But when he returned home, Wadena says supporters urged him to run for chairman again. Wadena agreed.
You know, I had some shortcomings while I was in office, and hopefully I've learned from that. And maybe the next go around, if you have some resentments against me or dislike, we can sit down and talk about that, and I can do some things that maybe convince you that I'm not such a bad guy after all.
He hasn't convinced the White Earth Tribal Council. It says Wadena's criminal record makes him unfit and ineligible for tribal office, and this week refused to certify his candidacy. Current tribal chairman John Buckinaga, who is running for re-election, says the council doesn't want to give Wadena a second chance to get his hands in the till.
If our constitution says all constitutional officers must be bondable, it requires that in their constitution, and if for some reason or another, because of a felony and probation, parole, whatever it's called, what would you think you'd do about that? What would you do in good conscience and morality and ethics and whatever? What position would you take? And that's what we're doing.
But that runs contrary to a ruling from the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, the umbrella organization governing elections on White Earth and five other Minnesota bands. The MCT's executive committee decided it would go against the tribe's constitution to prevent felons from seeking office. Buckinaga says he'd like to see White Earth break away from the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, but in the meantime, he has this message for its executive committee.
Why should you come interfere with us? And I'd look like hell if I came and interfered with you and told you what to do. I will stay the hell out of it. That's none of my damn business. It's your business. You run your own tribe, we'll run ours. Constitution, no constitution. You stay out of our way and we'll stay out of yours.
In addition to Buckinaga and Wadena, there are four others running for chairman. One is an Episcopal priest, the Reverend Doyle Turner.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How do I file for election?
Are you filing for chairman?
Yes.
Here's a pen, and here's your intent to file form, and the filing fee is $5.
Okay. I'll get that for you now.
Turner narrowly lost a bid for the chairmanship in 1996. He says he's tired of the unrest and oppression he says has plagued the reservation for years. Turner says the hostile political environment on White Earth has pitted large family groups against each other and made people fearful of speaking out.
Politics has invaded our very life. The reservation people are under a great deal of stress. Because of the situation between communities and between families.
Turner says people were unhappy during the Wadena administration, but he says things are a little better now. He says power remains in the hands of a few, and politics influences the courts, law enforcement, and other tribal programs.
I think we've been through a few years of turmoil, and we need to come to a place of rest with that, and a place of peace and place of healing for the people.
Ironically, in Wadena's case, some of the people who once opposed him are now supporters.
Did they bar Marion Barry from running for mayor from Washington, D.C. when he was convicted, Phil? He was reelected.
Former council member Lowell Bellinger, who once called Wadena a dictator, claims tribal government is worse than ever, and he believes Wadena is the answer.
I support him now. I support him, wholeheartedly support him. I think that little time in prison has really changed his outlook. Hey, bring him back, pick him up, set him on the right road, and get him going again. Hopefully, they can do a better job. Now, Mr. Wadena is fully aware what it is to be on the outside looking in.
Bellinger claims under the Buckinaga administration there have been mass firings, closed meetings that should be public, and a general fear that speaking out will lead to reprisals. Buckinaga says none of it is true.
That's a figment of some naysayer's imagination, and that's all they do all day is figure these things out, and they get together, and let's take the tribal council apart, let's throw this at them, and let's tell the people this is what they're doing, and this is absolutely not true.
Buckinaga says most people on the reservation would not support Wadena again if given the chance.
Yeah, he's got support, his family and circle of friends. If I did what he did, I would never show my face, I would never come around again, and enough said.
For his part, Chip Wadena says the move to disallow his candidacy is a desperation move by the tribal council.
You know, it's not their responsibility to determine whether or not I'm fit for office. It's the people's choice. And you got to, sometime during this this time, you have to allow the people to have a voice in this thing.
A similar situation has unfolded on the Leech Lake Reservation, where former tribal chairman Alfred Tig Pemberton tried to run for chairman but was blocked by the tribal council. Pemberton served nearly 3 years in prison for a 1996 conviction on three felonies, including stealing tribal funds. Pemberton and Wadena say they will appeal to the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, and if necessary, will take the matter to federal court. In Bemidji, I'm Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio.